This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, advanced medicine, as we kick off the normal work week for normal people, but not abnormal people like me and Super D, who started off yesterday. So here we go, back out of the Big D into the, I don't know where I am right now, but glad to be here. and if I nod off on the microphone, it's just that I got home at like 1:32 in the morning. And I'm not complaining, just so you say. I'm just giving you acknowledgement. And a fair warning to Super Don that when I don't, like, get the time zone thing just right, I can be Punchy McStuffins. I don't feel it exactly, but just in case. So
I'm not detecting it tonight.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm just sensing that it could go there if I get a little, I don't know, out of sorts. I'm just kind of not all the way in my body, I guess you could say. You know, you travel and you leave. Well, part of my, I left something back there. Bring it. Come on. All the rest of you, come along. Get back in body.
Yes.
That's what traveling can do. That is what traveling can do. So, anyway, glad to. I had a great trip to Dallas. I think the Natural Products Association Southwest conference really went well. I hadn't been back there in many, many years. And, you know, super bonus was getting to hang out with Stuart Tonk. And for those of you who missed it, we did a couple of really awesome, one a Periscope, one a Facebook Live video to make our millennial assistant producer, Captain Morgan, very happy. And I was just totally in my element, enjoying my time with my friend. And, of course, all the folks that we got to see, some I'd known for years, a lot of folks I met for the first time. And I presented on silver and immune system and allergies and gut. But I spent a little bit more time, Super Don, this time on the whole Zika scam. I really wanted to paint a picture about how everything the mainstream media does, the old legacy media does, when it comes to medicine or viruses or diseases and ailments, it's all fake. And I just, you know, laid out, since we had all the new information last week come through on scratching their head on Zika, is like, why isn't there more or the same amount of microcephaly, because there's the same amount of Zika? And I just kind of laid it out from when we first covered the story and called it a scam to now. And yet they're still not acknowledging the scam that it is. Instead, they're trying to destroy the immune systems of rats and then making the Zika virus do something when it normally can't. So, anyway, I had a good time doing that, and I think people appreciate it.
Well, and I think we might be touching a little bit on that perhaps today as well, because it just doesn't stop. It just keeps going, this thing where they just keep using Zika as like the shining example of pandemics and epidemics are going to turn everybody into zombies, when you know the evidence is just not there. And we knew this was, we predicted this, right? When this first started, here's the new one, it's the Zika virus, yet they're still trying to push that, even though it's been proven that it is not causing the problems they said it was going to.
Well, I still think that, you know, as long as people are ignorant of these realities, and let's be honest about growing up in America in the 20th century, now into the 21st, we put aside that part of our lives and we turned it over to government and government-sanctioned experts. And let's, you know, take stock of this, because that's a very dangerous thing to do. Libertarians would say you'd never want to do that, but even some libertarians would go, well, when it comes to that, yeah, I got to give them their props because they have degrees, right? You know, no, they're degrees, and they're not using the sense God gave them, whether you believe in God or not. Whatever sense, they're not using it. And when it comes to, well, again, we'll get into that because we've got some advanced medicine with Dr. Rosh Bizar. I guess I just wanted to review that a little bit and have folks go back to the archives. I think it was Friday's show we did it. Maybe it was Thursday's on the Zika thing. But go to the archives. They're at robertscottbell.com. You can also get it through our syndicator at GCN. They have the archives there pretty quick after the show's over. But at robertscottbell.com, it's real easy to download and listen through SoundCloud. So, all right, again, I'm going to try to stay awake tonight. We talked a lot about CBD with Stuart Tonk, and it's kind of nicely roll over into the first day of the Most People's Work Week when we wanted to address even more of the subject related to the hemp, cannabis, or marijuana plant, however you describe to describe it.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
Well, it's true. Jeff Sessions has a thing or two to catch up on in the federal government because even they, shocker of all shockers, have acknowledged for the first time ever that cannabis, or as they say, marijuana, is indeed medicine, right? Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Jeff Sessions. Catch up. That's all I'm saying. Just catch up a little bit. You're a little behind the times. You're still smoking reefer madness. And we're so far beyond that at this point. There's so much science to support the medicinal benefits, so many benefits of this plant. And it's apparently, the way it's described in this Natural Blaze newsletter, it's a profound shift. A profound shift in, because, you know, shift happens, of course, in the federal government's stance on cannabis. And there's one webpage that was discovered. I don't think that they made a big deal out of it. But at the National Institute on Drug Abuse, NIDA, and it's part of the NIH, they have a website titled Marijuana as Medicine. And prior to last month, because we're in April now, prior to March of 2017, it was titled, Is Marijuana Medicine? Now they've taken the affirmative position. So the question's been answered. This is a government-sanctioned site. Shocking as it may be to Jeff Sessions, it is indeed medicine. Now, what do you do with that information? I mean, we've already covered the fact that there has been a patent on the use, for instance, of cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. Right? U.S. government holds patent to that use. How is that not acknowledging that there's a medicinal benefit? Yet still, Schedule 1, again, according to the national treaties on or against drug narcotics trafficking. And cannabis is not one step closer to heroin, for instance, Jeff Sessions. I'm not trying to pick on Jeff Sessions. I think time just passed that guy by while he's in sleepy Alabama. We love our Alabamians. But man, oh man, something passed Jeff Sessions by on this plant. And you might, as I said, you might have a religious belief against the use of drugs. Yeah, I get that. I would say, why doesn't it apply to FDA-approved drugs? I think that's a better question. But when it comes to a plant that God created, why do you hold such a stance against it when it's non-addictive and, in fact, it's helping people get off the opioids? So anyway, big deal or not? I don't know. What do you think, Super Don? I guess it's a shift, but well, I wish everybody there would get the message.
It's either a big deal or it's an oversight, whoever it was that was designing the website that day. But, whatever. We'll see. I mean, it's nice to see something like that. We'll call that a footnote in the advancement of things here. I wouldn't put a lot into
now,
it.
On yesterday's show, we acknowledged the virgin, what's the guy's name? Richard Branson. He suggested that.
He's a virgin?
Well, he's got airlines.
Did you just say Richard Branson is a virgin?
I don't think he is, but he's got airlines that are called that.
The Virgin Richard Branson is what you just said.
Whatever, dude. I told you that I'd be having trouble tonight. So bear with me. It's like millennial speak, except, I can spell. Here we go again. He said to New Zealand, they need to trade in their cows for cannabis. And we talked with Stuart about that, and I said, I think I'd be feeding the cows down there with cannabis. And then they're like, no, they're freaking out because there might be THC in the milk. I mean, cannabinoids consumed, not heated, are not going to make you high. Okay, I don't know why that they can't get through that, scientific block, because that is science, right? If you want to say settled science, we know that in order to heat, in order to activate the cannabinoids in this way, you have to heat them. So, you know, you eat a plant that contains THC, you're not going to get high. You juice it, you eat it in a salad, you're not going to get high. Stop it with the drug addiction thing. And if it comes, you know, through in breast milk, which it does normally, there are cannabinoids there, you know, just get over yourself. But I get the idea of trading in cows for cannabis because, you know, we talk about environmentally friendly and waste not, want not. You have a plant that can sequester CO2 and does a lot of great things. And there's a link in the show notes tonight, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Italian farmers turn to cannabis to fight soil contamination. We talk about sequestration or remediation of contaminated soils. Cannabis plays a role there, too. There are things in the natural world that can take the horrible things we've done to the world and begin to correct them. You see dandelions doing it, daisies doing it, and cannabis. And there are other plants that can do this. And so if you think about all the different ways that cannabis is good, we've talked about 25,001 ways to use it. Only one of them is smoking it recreationally. And I argue at this point that even those using it recreationally are using it medicinally because there's something up that they feel like they need. And that's why they're utilizing it that way. Interesting to note, the THC, when consumed by someone who is in a lot of pain, they report not getting high, but the pain is reduced. Okay, Jeff Sessions? Just making a note, So, remediation of environmental damage or destruction. This is something that the cannabis plant is known to be able to do. Now, I don't think I'd want to eat that or smoke that or drink that cannabis that is being used to remediate soils, but perhaps there are other means of utilization in a safe way as it sequesters it and transforms those wastes. And, you know, I'd like to see more on that. I don't know if there was anything about what they do with it once, like, for instance, it absorbs radiation around Chernobyl. Nothing, yes. Superdon?
Nope.
Nothing at all?
Nope.
Okay.
We got a third story, though, real quick.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah.
We do.
PTSD, isn't it?
No, it's not.
No, not PTSD.
It's about something terrible that pot is doing to Denver.
Oh, the fast food one.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord. No, no, all restaurants are in trouble because people won't take jobs in restaurants because they're paid too little. They can go out and cut some bud for $22 an hour plus benefits.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? Where's everybody going to go out to eat?
I know,
after
right?
they smoke a doobie. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll get to the PTSD one next hour with Dr. Rasha Bitara is leaping ahead. But again, that's what I said, Superdon. Watch out for me tonight. I'm not on my game.
Let's talk about your liver when we get back.
I love to talk about my liver. Can we talk about yours, too?
Okay.
All right, we'll talk about yours, too. All right, folks, stick around. Robert Scott Bell Show on. Go to robertscottbell.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7000. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. they have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit. Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, I need some help. Hold my hand. Walk me through the show this evening, Super D, because I can tell my brain ain't all here. I will be challenged to answer questions of the day. Those of you who want to get me when I'm down, call me now, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Now, I just want to let you know that on the break, Richard Branson gave me a phone call, and he doesn't appreciate you spreading false rumors.
Well, what did I say? I was trying to indicate
He said, I am not a virgin. Just tell Robert that is just not cool.
I didn't know that was under question, but he's got a lot of companies that are named that. That's all I was trying to say. Man, all right. Well, I like
you
idea
are the host of the Robert
and
Scott Bell Show, and with great power comes great responsibility. So he just wanted to
be
correct you on that.
Not to accuse him of anything that he isn't. Okay. All right. Well, maybe if he's liver toxic, he should listen to this segment because this is a great one. 10 foods your liver loves you to consume. Vitamin L for the liver. I took a couple of remedies today. One of my favorites is I've talked about the chelidonium point. That is the point in the upper rib cage on your back on the right-hand side, the top of your liver. That's a point that can become sore when your liver is congested or you've been stressed. It could be an anger issue, too, with liver. And you could take the homeopathic remedy called chelidonium. And, of course, my other favorite liver remedy is Bryonia alba. And another favorite liver remedy is Nux Vomica. These are all homeopathic medicines now. But these are the foods that are in the article we'll touch on real quickly here. And one of them is more of a category of foods, and it's number one on the list here, dark leafy vegetables. Remember all that good kale I was growing and ate last week? You can actually stimulate your liver into, I'm not saying hyperactivity, hyperdrive, but let's say if it's an operating at 50, 60, 70%, and you get it up to 80, 90, or 100, stuff's going to change in your body. You're going to go, whoa, what's going on? Stuff's coming out of me, right? So it's not always that you do a liver support type diet and you suddenly feel top of the world, but you feel a shift happens again. That may be the theme tonight, shift happening. And, you know, I just don't want you to be frightened that if you work on your liver, if you, you know, like even homeopathic remedies can stimulate your liver into action. You're like, what is going on? Something's coming out. And as long as it's not the alien coming out of your belly next to James Cameron, it'll be okay. You'll just get some toxins out, and that's a good thing. So these include the kales, the collards, and I've got collards growing. They've just kind of, they're stunted right now. I think they like the heat, and it hasn't been hot enough, but we're getting there very quickly. Broccoli. I also grow broccoli. So I'm doing some good stuff for my liver here in my garden, Super D. I'm very happy about that. They say cruciferous vegetables, including Brussels sprouts. You know, I wish I could do Brussels sprouts, but my wife says no way because she was forced to eat them as a child. And
You know what? And I would agree with her. Mm-hmm. If it had not been for the opportunity I had to have Brussels sprouts made the right way. Because Brussels sprouts can be awesome. I hated Brussels sprouts.
Yeah,
I agree. Forced as a kid, too. But
I never had
Brussels sprouts that I had. Oh, man. I could have just eaten Brussels sprouts all night.
Cool. Well, we can get together and do that as long as my wife's not around. So she doesn't get sick. But I do. I like them. Get those good grilled ones. Oh, my gosh. They can make them great. Oh, another thing I'm growing, although not so well. My soil is not acid enough or something. pH is wrong, right? Blueberries. Blueberries are great for the liver. High amount of flavonoids and anthocyanins. So good blueberry season here and getting ready in Florida in the south. Garlic, another great one. I don't have any garlic, but I do have onion shoots. But garlic's great as well. Pineapple, actually on the pizza. I mean, on the list, not on the pizza.
No.
Sorry, Super Don. Yeah, on the list because it's an anti-inflammatory. It's good digestive enzymes, things like that. High in magnesium. And then we got turmeric. That's a great one. I haven't started growing turmeric, but it grows really well here. Have you ever grown turmeric?
I haven't, no.
You haven't grown anything. I'm still waiting for you to... I want a picture of you, Super D, saying, I grew this. And don't show me your hair or
pictures.
Fingernails.
I did that once
before. Stuff, you growing stuff? But,
okay. Yeah, it's been a while, so...
Green tea is on the list, although be careful if it's coming from China. It could have some heavy metals in it. Citrus fruits, lemon, grapefruit, high levels of vitamin C, antioxidants and things. Help the liver to eliminate carcinogens, toxins. Avocados! Right, interesting. Generate an essential antioxidant called glutathione. We're friends with glutathione by now. And walnuts also contain high levels of glutathione, packed with omega-3 fatty acids. Assist the liver in the cleansing process. That's just a short list, but I like the top of the list because I'm growing a bunch of those things. So I hope you can and are too. All right, folks, we got a three-part question of the day. Wish me luck getting through it at this point because I could be doing the Abba to Be, Abba to Boo segment when we come back, and I'll lean on Super Don. In the meantime, check it out. Show notes should be up. Thanks to Captain Morgan.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Scott Bell Show.
I'm still here. I don't know why or how, but we're happening somehow. Super Don's keeping me upright, propping me up against the wall, something like that. Anyway, back from the Big D, ready to rock and roll with you, health, freedom, healing, liberty. Dr. Bittar will be with us next hour if he shows up on time. You know how he is with his appointments. He's a busy guy, right? We love having him on board. And let's see what else we got to do today. Got to answer some questions. Oh, yeah, that's right, Super Don. Do you know what happened on the grand finale, season finale of The Walking Dead? Because I'm about to tell you.
No, I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. I'm going to try and watch it tonight.
But so it's not cool to tell everybody what happened?
How would you know what happened?
I don't know what happened. I was just going to make something up and see if it made any sense.
Oh, you're going to mess with me, yeah.
Right.
No,
I don't know.
I know you didn't watch it.
Somebody dies.
You roll your eyeballs and crack jokes right? Every time I talk about it. So.
Yeah. Well, somebody dies. So I'll just say that. Yeah. I know. It's just too real.
Thinking about all the pandemics and things that we need to be worried about because CNN is telling us, right?
Right. I'm sensitive about the zombie apocalypse. I guess that's just I'm just sensitive about that. Only a real man could admit that he's sensitive about the zombie apocalypse. So, anyway, we'll take it lightly.
Yes.
All right. Well, people ask questions. Some people ask a lot of questions. John asked a lot of questions all at the same time. I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer these, but, you know, we're going to give it a try, though. I mean, the old college try. If I stay upright for this segment, let's answer it.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day from, it is from John. I don't know which John this is, but hi, Robert. I have a kind of a three-pronged question. Does that mean there's a fork in this one, if it's got three prongs in it?
It's a trident. It's a trident of questions. Yes.
Okay, in honor of, who's the Poseidon, right?
Poseidon, yes.
It's an ocean thing. So let's see, hope you can help me out. I'm 41 years old. And have lost most of the hair on top of my head. Well, I just asked Super Don for some of his. He's got a good head of hair. He's doing fine. And due to carelessness, I have some sun damage on the top of my head from a few years ago. I've been told this is hyperpigmentation. I've tried various creams over the years and witch hazel, as well as taking astaxanthin. No, it's not better. Was my 11/12-year-old girl knocking? Just opens my studio door and gives me. Is it all better? Can I go on the internet? No, you can't go on the internet. I'm doing my radio show. Get your tushy out of here. Go away, off with you. Good Lord, see, this is the kind of night that it is. I'm gone. I'm back. Oh,
that's
Dad's
great.
Home.
Walk, dude, over to the studio. You know, listen, what? Taking internet what? Away from kids is like you know,
not easy.
I mean,
yeah.
That's a big deal. Yeah.
Well, I'll have to say it's better because she was smiling and thumbs up going, hey, is it okay? Because it used to be crying tears of just abject, oh, my gosh, the end of the world has happened, right? So maybe there's been some improvement there. Oh, good Lord. So, John, sorry about that. If I get this one wrong for you, blame my daughter. Okay, so he's been told it's hyperpigmentation. He's tried various creams. He mentioned witch hazel. That's an astringent. Astaxanthin. Of course, that's a good antioxidant. That's protective, if you will. It seems like maybe it's gotten a little better, but still very noticeable. Granted, I probably haven't been super diligent about it. Ooh, that could be a clue. But I would love to hear your thoughts on this, as this has been an issue for a long time and would love to clear it up. Now, how badly do you want to clear it up? Because you acknowledge, and I'll give you props for honesty there, that you haven't been as diligent as you know you could or perhaps should be. Because a lot of times we want to do something, but, man, that's a lot of effort. Maybe I'll just, you know, put on some, spray-on hair instead. And I'm not saying that's what you want to do. But, I mean, the reality is if this has been damaged for over a lifetime at 41, you know, it doesn't take 1 year or two. It happens over time. And it's not going to take 41 years to undo it, but I'll give you an example. When I started my journey to recovery at the age of 24, the most intense 2 years of my life happened year 25 and 26, up to 26. Those 2 years, from when I started to when I didn't complete it, but I had accomplished the vast bulk of what I was setting out to do, getting rid of the allergies, a lot of my digestive disorders, so many things that I had suffered from. So you at 41, given it the old college try, the question is, how much have you altered your diet? How much have you taken out what goes into your body? Because, yes, excessive sun exposure can be like eating too many pesticides. It's inflammatory. It damages the cells. Now, this is not an argument to be frightened of the sun or slather yourself in toxic carcinogenic chemicals to protect you from the sun. Wear a hat if you need that protection. But the idea here is that it doesn't reverse itself overnight, but it can reverse over time. And that you've indicated there may be a little bit of benefit, I would say stay the course. Now, I don't know if witch hazel is the right thing as an astringent. I would rather use topical silver or even copper, hydrosol or copper, or colloidal copper, to facilitate some changes and shifts topically on the top of the head.
I have a good
remember
question.
The key. Yes, go ahead.
Hyperpigmentation. Just a cosmetic kind of a thing, isn't it?
Yes, but it can be due to inflammatory exposure, like sun exposure or other things.
Because I've heard people using, like, lemon, you know, because it has kind of a, you know, the citric acid has kind of like a bleaching effect. If it's for, like, a cosmetic, you know, situation.
Right.
That will lighten things up.
Sure. I mean, but I wasn't going to say use bleach, all right? Oh, I'm not.
Well, I
know it's sleepy, but I'm not going there. You had a bleaching effect. I just don't want anybody to pour bleach on their head. But, yeah, lemon juice, something like that. I get that. But I'm really trying to, yes, you can heal it locally, but one of the key minerals or the key mineral for skin, right, hair, nails, connective tissue, integrity of the epithelium, right, we've talked about it, is silicon. So are you doing the Alta Silica? I would do the Alta Silica challenge for a month and then start easing back after that, 3 tablets, 4 times a day. John, I think that's something you haven't integrated. And again, question is how much have you, you know, cleaned up what's going into your body to reduce the burden, reduce the stress on your cells? That's, you know, it's not just about the skin that has been, you know, interacting with the sun to an excessive, you know, quantity. So there's a systemic issue. There's always a systemic issue as well as a local issue. But you can use the silver, you can use the copper, you can use things topically as well. But more importantly, get the minerals back in, get the, particularly the silicon back in. And there are homeopathic remedies that address skin issues. I would contact King Bio if you want. Give them a call, 800-543-2345. I think that's right, 800-543-3245. I'm just going to see. This is the day when I didn't get enough sleep, and I'm time zoned, even if, you know, it's a little bit, it's not that bad, where little numbers, I can get verbally dyslexic, and I can feel it. And that's why I'm just warning everybody, double-check everything I say today on the air, okay? You're listening in the archive, double-check everything I say. If I'm not contradicting myself too badly, you should be okay. My second issue, he says, is a blocked tear duct or sty on the lower edge of my eyelid. It's pretty small, so it's not real swollen like some pictures I've seen. And it's not painful, just a little annoying. I've tried doing a warm compress with castor oil, and it seems to help, but again, would love your advice. Not giving you advice, John, just information so that you can make fully informed decisions about where you want to go, what you want to do. And nothing wrong with what you've done thus far. But the homeopathic remedy, which we talked about for styes, for abscesses, right, for staph, is hepersulfur calcareum. And if I'd have known, I'd have had it ready. In fact, I might just see if I can bring it up real quick while Super Don adds into the mix. Do you have anything that you use for your eyes, Super Don, in this case?
I've never had a blocked tear duct before, so that's something I've never dealt with. Actually, I don't think I've known anybody that's had one, even with my kids. I don't think we ever had a blocked tear duct situation.
All right. Well,
but, you know, knowing me, I did deal with a lot of other things with the eyes, with the kids, because kids end up getting eye infections all the time and inflammation and pink eyes, stuff like that. So if it were me, instinctively, I'd probably be going for the silver at first.
Absolutely, because we have a lot of people with blepharitis, and they've resolved it with local application of the gel or the liquid hydrosol on and in and around the eye. But we also, again, recommend this.
Hepersulfurus is made from a combination of sulfur and calcium carbonate that is ground together in a mortar and pestle. Historically, we've used this remedy a great deal in homeopathy for sore throat and for tonsillitis. It's also one of our most useful remedies for severe ear infection, and it can be used for laryngitis. You can consider this remedy in cases of bronchitis, whooping cough. Also, you can use this remedy for skin problems.
Anytime you've got a sty in the eye, think hepersulfur calcareum. It's not the only thing, but again, you're right, Superdon. Silver's great. But, you know, I just had a talk to somebody earlier today with a child that was having things with the eye, and they had it was an abscess, actually. And, she was asking about the silver, and I explained, yes, but I said, you need to look at the hepersulfur because it's indicated. She said, oh, that's instead of. I said, no. Why instead of? Why does it have to be instead of? There's a synergistic activity. You know, I did many of my recoveries and healings without knowing about silver. Honestly, a lot of my early years as a homeopath, no, I didn't know. I heard about colloidal silver, but I didn't integrate it because I was detoxifying folks from metals all of the time until I found the hydrosol form that was safe enough to use even for babies. Until that point in time, then, you know, I wasn't inclined to do it. But now I do, and it's accelerated everything. So there you go. Hopefully that's helpful to you. There are homeopathic remedies for the eye as well. Again, I gave you the King Bio number earlier. Finally, I have a ganglion cyst on the edge of my wrist, on the bone directly opposite the thumb. I'm not sure what to do about this. My chiropractor recommended trying lemongrass oil and frankincense oil, neither of which have seemed to help. But I'm not sure how long I'm supposed to apply them. I really use your help. Well, again, this sulfur, heper sulfur, is always indicated. I don't know what's going on here, but these tend to be an accumulation, you know, of hard tissue that often is a way to wall off something that the body doesn't want to deal with. And a lot of times these little lipomas, sometimes they're called, are surgically removed very simply. I'm not arguing that that's what you need to do if it's not really bothering you. But just keep an eye on it. And if you were doing like a homeopathic remedy of Hepersol 15X, that's my recommended potency or attenuation, a dose daily over the span of a couple of months, then report back to me how you're doing, what responded, what didn't. I'd love to know that. So anyway, hopefully that information is great. John says, I've been a fan of the show for around 6 years now, and you're still my go-to resource. Can't thank you enough for everything you've brought to my life, Robert. Keep on rocking the health world. So blessings to you, John, as well. And I'm glad after 6 years we haven't worn out our welcome. That's a good sign. Except for tonight, because I probably really suck tonight. But bear with me. I'll be back on top of my game when we go back to the garden. Next segment, in fact, a really happy story from the Ninth Ward in Nolens. What happened after Hurricane Katrina that we should all be applauding after this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals, Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
All right, upcoming events. Traveling, although first within our time zone, up to Total Health, April 21st, 22nd, 23rd in Canada, Toronto, Canada. Come on, all you hockey pucks, join us at the Metro Toronto Convention Century, because they spell it in the Old English style, Century, instead of Center. So we're going to be there with Ty Bollinger and family, Charlene and the kids, all going to be there. The Doc of Detox, can't wait to see Daryl Wolf, man, I miss him, and we'll be together with Paul Bertero and so many more. So many more coming together in Toronto. Then the next week after that, folks, doctors, listen up. You need to be there. New Frontiers of Integrative Oncology, Targeted Metabolic, Energetic, and Immunological Therapies, April 27, 28, 29. And I believe 28 and 29 at least will be for the public as well in San Diego, California. Public Forum Answers for Cancer Summit. I'll be speaking at both the doctors and the lay audience, as well as Dr. Tony Jimenez, Dr. Rashid Batar, who will be joining us next hour. We're all going to be together. Reunion time, the truth about cancer, mini reunion in San Diego. So, folks, plan to be there. If you're not sure how and where and when, go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Scroll down. It's all there. Now, for many years, we've been utilizing Katrina, as a Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, as a waiting for Godot moment, for people to wake up to say, do not wait for government. It's like waiting for Godot. Right? It's not going to happen. They're not going to save you. They're not going to rescue you. That was a classic example. Of course, it's looked at as a racist example or something like that of how the government hates certain people. And, you know, listen, as far as the government is concerned, they hate us all. The government hates us all unless, you know, we're contributing to them. We're bowing down to them. We're kowtowing to them. We're doing what they want, giving them everything we got. And then they throw a few scraps at us and expect us to be happy. That's not the recipe for happiness in my book, certainly not as the Declaration of Independence describes happiness. So I got to applaud this guy in the Ninth Ward. This is after Hurricane Katrina. It devastated the Ninth Ward. I mean, talking flooding, just destroyed. It's never recovered. A lot of people never moved back. This guy's named David Young. Not my friend, my musician friend David Young. This is a different David Young. He took 30 abandoned lots. An old guy with a beard. I don't know how old he is, but it's a gray beard, white beard. It's like Sauron. No, not Sauron. He's a good guy. Whoever the good guy is. Gandalf the gray or Gandalf the white? Who would it
be? Kind of Santa. He's got the Santa thing going on.
Right. He's like, Katrina, you shall not pass. We're fine. We're good. I'm going to do something. So there were loads of bees everywhere, and he went out and collected all the bees and gave them homes. I'm serious. He gave them homes and, you know, set up a way to grow things that the bees could feast on. And then started planting gardens. in 30 abandoned lots. And so they're a lush haven for the bees, and the city's poor, right? Government didn't do this. One guy started this. These places so broken down and dilapidated, they were just infested. So he's converting it. He's pulling these things out, creating these gardens, and man, oh man, they're feeding the community free. I don't know if they're having to work on it or not. I hope so. But, I mean, this is where the real solutions to the problems lie. This is the solution to the zombie apocalypse, right? The Walking Dead doesn't happen if everybody starts growing their own food or food in the neighborhood. Because you'll have the walking, I don't know, happy, friendly, loving neighbors. Hey, look, we got all this abundant food. You want, come on over. Let's share it. Let's go. Let's grill it out, whatever. Let's eat it raw, whatever you got to do. They got Swiss chard, mustard greens, kale, cucumbers, tomatoes, Brussels sprouts. Once again, we've talked about some of these things being real good for the liver as well. Free and accessible to the community. Food banks, again, if it's government sponsored or there's government money, even if it's charitable, they're probably not delivering fresh organic produce to you. It's probably the scrap heaps and the processed food that no one else wants. So you can fill your belly with the stuff that you grow or you help grow in a neighborhood that has been decimated and devastated. And we've talked about these things growing up or cropping up like in Detroit or other areas where the economics have been horrible there. A lot of abandoned areas. And rather than falling into crack houses, they now grow food. So I don't know. I mean, for me, Super Don, this makes me feel kind of happy and good about the universe.
Yeah, it's a really cool story because it's become a whole organization. They've even got goats and chickens that have moved. Mm-hmm. They've brought into the area that are eating the overgrown grass, and they're, you know, providing eggs and stuff like that. So you've got this guy who's saving the bee population and helping the hunting people at the same time. What a great way to take a disaster and turn it into a positive thing, right?
Nice. Read about it. Linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And it goes to the Capstone Project. They're at capstone118.org. But you can link through on the website. All right, folks. Lots more healing to go. We got Dr. Rasha Bitar doing some advanced medicine next hour, including some PTSD and CNNSD. Yeah, that's pretty traumatic CNN, isn't it? All right, folks. Remember this. We're back after the news. Until then, the power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.